Moms Movement Radio. Moms Movement Radio. Welcome to Moms Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrass. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I'll be speaking to moms all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about children who aspire and inspire. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, we're going to be talking about the children who aspire and inspire. I am so excited for this show. Our upcoming guest is truly an inspirational story, and I want all of you moms listening to think about your children. Really, think about the miraculous gift your child is to you. I want us to think as parents and us to strive every day to teach our children how to be authentically themselves. I know that I've been on this authenticity tip for a few weeks now, but it's something that I'm working through myself on the image that I project to women about who I am as a person and what my movement is really about. Well, our next guest has helped me to redefine my movement. And this young woman who's about to come on our show, I want all of you listening to really embrace how powerful it is to be attuned to who you really are and what you represent. I am honored to introduce Eleanor Bennett. She is an artist who is brilliantly radiating her light through photography. She is 16 years old and has accomplished so much, and it's truly a story of inspiration and motivation for women, young and matured, to draw strength from. When we return, we will talk to Eleanor and her mother, Danielle Boyd, is here as well, about their business, love, and lifestyle.
The hottest new gel polish just got cooler. Reaction by Gel 2. Color-changing polish that heats up and cools down, transforming your look. 12 temperature-activated colors that evolve with you. For a perfect manicure that strengthens nails, choose Gel 2. What's your reaction?
On today's show, we have Eleanor Bennett. She is an upcoming artist based in the UK who shares her inspiration via photography. She has been featured in The Guardian, BBC News, National Geographic, The Huffington Post, and has won an award for the Kids Spirit Organization. Also with us today is her mom, Danielle Boyd. How are you, ladies?
Hello.
Hi, we're very well.
Thank you. How are you?
Thank you for joining us today on Moms Movement Radio Show.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm very thrilled.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you, Eleanor. I love your work. I think that what you're doing is fantastic. And I want you to share with everybody how old you are.
I've just turned 17.
Isn't that phenomenal, everybody? She's only 17 years old. And how long have you been doing photography now?
I think just about 4 years, 4 years in the summer.
So you've been doing photography for 4 years. Now, you were an art. Where did it all begin? Because you said that you did, you've done so many things around art. So, Danielle, why don't you tell us how Eleanor got into photography or became artistic?
Well, I homeschooled her because she was ill when she went to school. So we made a decision to keep her at home and school her. And to make things interesting for a very small child, because she was five, a lot of the learning involved art and me drawing or making things. And so I think that's how it started, really, because she used to do a lot of mixed media collages, and she won, was it 3 or 4 national competitions?
3 national competitions.
With the Woodland Trust in the UK, and I think that's how it started, really.
From the age 11, wasn't it?
Wow, that's such a phenomenal story. How has it been homeschooling?
Well, I'd never done it before, so I didn't have a lot of confidence. But it was common sense, really. When I wanted her to teach her to count from 1 to 100, I just drew a chart, and I tried to make everything fun. At that time, we didn't have the internet, and so it was very old-fashioned. But a lot of it was very visual, and I tried to make maths fun and science fun. And also, we have a good library, so we spent a lot of time in our local library, and we borrowed a lot of books. So books were the key, as well as art, really.
And Eleanor, how has it been for you being a child that has been homeschooled?
It's been very good to have time to myself. And even though when I was very young, I did feel lonely, I realised when I was a bit older that it gave me a lot of time to think about art and nature. Especially, I used to spend hours outside. I used to do things like pond dipping, so I'd record the number of different insects or frogs or toads. And I really enjoyed doing things like that. And keeping a record. So being away from other people, it allowed me to discover myself and all the things I was most interested in. And it definitely gave me a good grounding in art, because of the spare time I had, I could look for competitions and knew I had enough time entering them, and I wasn't going to have a sleepover or a party or something to get in the way.
Well, obviously it's produced you into being a fantastic woman, living out in a rural part of UK. Which part of the UK are you based in?
The northwest. We live on the Cheshire-Derbyshire border.
Wow. So that's a really, from what I understand, it's a really beautiful area, especially in the spring and the fall.
We live in the Peak District National Park, which can be quite rocky and wild, but we've got really good views.
Yeah.
And we can see from our garden a mountain range called the Pennines. So we're really out in the wild.
Yeah. And I've got a whole gallery on my website called Taken at Home, and all the images in that gallery were taken at home. And it's a really good setting, because my three most exhibited images were all taken at home within like a minute's walk of each other.
Wow. I agree with you. I live out in a much smaller city, and especially where I live now is like at the outskirts of the city that I'm in. And it's a little town called Guelph, and it's set apart. And, you know, I think I shared with you that, you know, my house backs onto a horse farm, and there's a forest on the other side. There's really nothing. There's nothing here. And I agree. I think it just gives you the opportunity to roam and to explore and to build on your creativity. Because a lot of what I found with your work has been very nature-oriented, which is beautiful.
Yes, especially all of my earliest work is all nature-orientated. It's either landscapes or portraits of flowers or animals. And that was definitely the thing I practiced most at. Like, Mum knows that I'd take 500 pictures of a frog just to get the right angle.
Yes.
A bit mental, but I do feel like now when I go out to anywhere that's rural, because I know the composition a lot better, all the practicing paid off for me very well.
Yeah, and I think that this is probably the beginning of your calling. How does it make you feel being featured, knowing that you've accomplished all of this at the age of 16, 17 years old? You know, to be featured in National Geographic, the BBC News, like those are things that even adults dream of to have in their career.
It feels amazing, and I don't really look back on things very often. I mean, recently one thing that I'm meant to be adding to my biography is that I've received coverage on ABC television because of the Worry and the Wonder blog, and it's amazing to think of all the coverage I've received, but it makes me want to go forward and do a lot more. And it's like I'm thinking ahead, what's the next boundary I can break? And it would be brilliant just to keep doing what I'm doing over and over again, and getting more coverage and more people to see my work, and winning more awards eventually.
Well, you know, we featured you in Editorial Mom magazine as an upcoming woman or women that are aspiring, and we've just gotten great feedback. The people thought that, a lot of the women just thought that you were so inspiring with your story. And it's just, it's great. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And I'm so glad that you have the opportunity to be doing something that you're passionate about, truly passionate about. Danielle, how, as a mom, how does it make you feel?
Well, I think it's really important for people to have direction. When I was Eleanor's age, I didn't have that direction. And I think it makes her a stronger woman because she has self-respect because of what she's achieved. But also she has the passion and she has the enthusiasm because she knows where she's going. And I think it's great. I wish I'd have had that at her age. I was a bit sort of, well, confused and I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I think it's a gift.
And Eleanor, obviously listening to your mom talk about you must make you feel good. And has it built, since homeschooling her, has it built a really tight-knit relationship between the both of you?
We're very, very close. And I feel as though I'm really lucky because she lets me see what she does. I'm not involved in her photography in any way at all, but she'll share things that she's already done. And she said to me, "Mum, do you mind taking me to all these places because you're so busy?" And I said, "No." I said, "I like going out there, but the best treat is when I come back and when you've edited your photos." I said, "That's better than actually going out." So I feel very excited by all of it.
Wow. I think that's every parent's dream, is to see their child be creative and living their purpose and knowing that they're on the right path, especially in their teenage years. Now, Eleanor, I know that you guys live in a rural area. How far is the next house from where you are?
They're more than a few feet. We have neighbours, quite a few neighbours.
The nearest village is about a mile and a half away, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're 17 now. Have you been able to cultivate friends and build relationships with people your age? Or how have you found the emotional transition just being at home for the most part?
Mainly with friends. I have quite a lot of friends in America, especially California, because of things like the same music interests. And then I've got quite a lot of friends that are a bit older than me, and they're in the artistic zone of things, in publishing and editing. And I know loads of people who are poets and writers. So mainly I have got a lot of friends online, not so much in real life, but online I talk to people a lot, webcam a lot, and I'm always sending emails. So I do have a lot of communication with people.
That's good. That's good. So social media or online is how you've been able to have connection with people.
Yeah, Facebook's useful. I find it very useful. I find Gmail very useful as well. Gmail's the most useful thing I find contacting people, especially editors and magazines, because it organizes everything very smoothly and I know where I stand.
Well, that's how you found me online as well, so.
Yes, it's brilliant.
Well, ladies, is there any last words of inspiration from you, Danielle, being a mom, that you would encourage moms that have children like Eleanor that are creative, that any words of advice? And then also, Eleanor, after your mom speaks, I would love for you to share words of inspiration for young women that are your age or even younger that, you know, want to go down the path of inspiration, of living their life purpose.
Yes, Shanae. I think the main thing is many women, when they haven't done something before, lack confidence. And I'd just say go for it. If you feel that a particular school isn't right for your child, then maybe change to a different school. Or if you feel that particular child is sensitive and artistic, maybe homeschooling's good for the child. And as mums, even if we're not trained teachers, we do our best so we can succeed and our children will have a fruitful life, and they shouldn't worry. They should just go with the flow, really.
And I think for my words of inspiration, for girls my age, is to always believe in yourself, and if you've got a point to prove, really put your all into it. And especially with things like art or writing or poetry, it's very important to find your own direction and one of the best pieces of advice from another writer was not to listen to other people who also are in the same field as you and other people's ideas. The most important things you can do is channel your own ideas and find inspiration in your own right. Because for me, loads of photographers might go to an event. There might be an event happening near me, but for me, I've always preferred to go to museums or places with grand fine art, and that's a big inspiration for me. Another source of inspiration, don't let anybody, don't take rejections as a no. When you, in a few years' time, maybe reapply to the same people and they might look at you differently if you build your portfolio or win a few awards. And always be very polite to people, always have the moral high ground. And even if I've received rude rejections before, but always be very polite and kind to people and forgiving, because you don't have to lower your standard for anybody. And also, I do receive quite a lot of rejections, which is one thing that Mum thinks is brilliant for someone my age, is that I always come back. And I always prove myself, and I always try. So don't let people turn you down, and have your own ideas, and try to be unique as possible.
Well, Eleanor, that is amazing. Just me listening to you, the fact that you even have the understanding or the grasp of that, of the last two points of inspiration that you've given, is remarkable to me. And I want to thank both of you, Danielle and Eleanor, for being on Mom's Movement Radio Show today.
Well, thank you very much.
It's been brilliant. Thank you. It's an honor to be on.
Women's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Azenstrauss, where we will talk to women all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of women who are changing their lives by force. Thank you, Eleanor and Danielle, for being on my show today. I'm so thankful that I've been given the opportunity to meet so many women who inspire me daily. Eleanor, you make me want to strive to be a better person every day. You inspire me. And I'm going to call you my Guru Gita. And the next time we talk, Eleanor, I will explain what that means and where that saying comes from. Hopefully, you've watched Eat, Pray, Love. And if not, you and your mom can have a girls' night. Today's show helped me come back to my center. And I'm going to add this to my personal collection to remind myself every day that we are traveling the path that we were meant to travel. That's why we met, Eleanor. And I wish you all the success and hope you have so much more success to come. Thank you once again. And Danielle, thank you for displaying the caring understanding of what most young women need from their moms. Someone who just wants to be understood and allowed to be themselves. It's the greatest gift and foundation a parent can give their child. On that note, ladies, I want to thank all of you for listening to Mom's Movement Radio Show tonight. I'm your host, Janae Azenstrauss. Join me next week here on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMRN. Lastly, ladies, please know, live to aspire, strive to empower, join to unite.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.